No one lives on the old 6-6 anymore. No one save pirates, ghost trucks, Ma Ricketts, and me. The pirates call me a lot of things in the daylight. Asshole, mudfucker, cockslop, and things too colorful for polite company. At night, they call me the burner, and they say it real soft. Ma Ricketts calls me Riley. Ain't my name. I think it might have been her daughter's. Maybe an old lover. Doesn't matter anyway. Not much does. When I'm coming for you, nothing you name me is gonna stop me. I've heard a rumor crossing yourself helps. Heard another one that saying Hail Marys buys time. Just goes to show what value rumor holds. The throttle is loose in my hand, warmed up and itching to burst forward. I ease up, slow the beast down. She's got a fresh battery pack in, and her refitted tank treads are eating up the miles. I need her slow. I need her patient. Dusk is when I operate, and the tracks are close. This might have been Northern Texas once, or maybe Oklahoma. It's nameless wasteland now, cracked badlands baked in sun and insulated with dry scrub. Everyone scurried off a long time ago, retreated to the devoured coasts and the tropical north. But people still gotta eat, and the ghost trucks push food and goods across land people have long since forgotten the names of. Maybe the land's got a name after all. Mine. The pirates certainly think so. Light glints off the silvery slick of the Pack At truck to the north, and if I didn't know what I was looking for, I'd think it a mirage of water. But I know that glint. Know it like the sun-carved wrinkles on the backs of my hands. It's my responsibility. And some very, very stupid people have been fucking with it. The tablet taped to my console flickers at me. A black blip that is me arrows across the broken land toward a red square that is last known location. The assignment appeared on my tablet an hour ago. No description, no details, just, this ghost truck should have been here. It isn't. Find it. Punish those responsible. Well, it didn't say that last part, because that goes without saying. One less pirate in the world is one less worry for my boss at Pack At. I've seen the news blips after a successful recovery. Truck pirates instigate gunfight. Excessive force was sadly necessary. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes the pirates start the fight. But let's be real. If they get the first shot off, I've screwed up somehow. 9 times out of 10, they never see me coming. It's why I've got names. It's why I'm feared.